It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. In just a moment, I'm going to answer the question why Jesus Christ has not come yet for the rapture of the church. Stand by to get the biblical answer to that question. On Prophecy Today weekend, we've talked with our broadcast partners about political activities that seemingly are setting the stage for the prophetic scenario in God's Word to be fulfilled. Our reports, even today, are strong evidence that the rapture could happen at any moment. But why hasn't that rapture happened? I said I'm going to tell you in a moment why the rapture has not taken place yet. First, let me update you on the reports from our broadcast partners that they gave us today that indicate the rapture indeed could happen at any moment. We talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. We talked about Syria still armed with chemical weapons of mass destruction. This is disturbing, and there are those who are questioning what Bashar Assad did with those chemical weapons. Also with Ken, we talked about how President Obama is changing the balance in the Middle East, and seemingly it's leaning towards the Islamic Republic of Iran. Why is that happening? I did talk to Ken about that. You need to re-listen to that interview if you didn't catch it. We talked with David Dolan. He gave us our Middle East news update. A Palestinian leader, the leader of Islamic Jihad, went to Tehran, Iran. He met with the Iranian leaders, and while there, they held a press conference together which called for a war against the Jewish state of Israel. They believe that the only way that Israel can be liberated and given to the Palestinian people is if they go into a all-out war. This is causing concern in Israel. Winky Medad continued our discussion about what's happening in Israel. And Winky, of course, the former mayor of the city of Shiloh, that was the location for the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle, built there 3,500 years ago when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the Promised Land. We'll talk about why this land given by God to the Jewish people should be in the hands of anybody else. And Winky will give us a political and biblical reason that that should not be the case. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a European Union update warning of isolation on the Jewish state of Israel if they don't move to a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In fact, the European leaders, along with John Kerry, are even calling for the possibility of sanctions against the Jewish state. By the way, you can re-listen to any of these interviews I did with our broadcast partners. You can go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, that's radio when you want it, at your convenience, and you can hear for the first time or re-listen to any of these conversations. And do me a favor, pass along this information to your friends. Let them listen to the broadcast partners as well. Oh, let me remind you, there were two other broadcast partners with us today, David James and Mike Gendron. Mike gave us a report on what's happening at the Vatican. The United Nations report is scathing against the activities of priests as pedophiles in the Catholic Church. You don't want to miss listening to that report. But David James is in the Philippines. He has been a part of a pastor's conference out there in the Philippines, and they've been talking about the false gospels. Now, let me just give you an idea of some of those false gospels. The all-inclusive gospel, which means everybody gets saved. You don't have to admit you're a sinner. You don't have to believe in hell. You don't have to believe that Christ actually rose from the dead. Then there's the motivational gospel. That's the health, wealth, and happiness, boys. You just get saved because Jesus is your gopher. He goes and gets everything and provides all that you want. There's the sacramental gospel that would be a part of Catholicism or the Coptic Church in Egypt. In other words, performing the sacraments in order to get saved. Baptismal regeneration. Even here in America, there's a church that believes you don't only have to trust in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, but after you do that, you have to be baptized. Well, this is incorrect. This is a false gospel. And the insider gospel, this is rampantly running across the entire world. This is where maybe a Muslim or a Jew or anybody else who's not a Christian claims to get saved, and then they continue to live in the culture that they have been living in. They continue on what their religious practices were and stay away from living totally sold out for Jesus Christ. And this is a dangerous false gospel as well. The true gospel is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 5, and then that goes to Romans 1, 16. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 5 says, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He was buried. 3 days later, he came back to life. And if you believe that, having admitted that you're a sinner in need of a Savior to wash away your sins, then Jesus Christ would be the one who is your Savior, and he rose from the dead to prove he was qualified to do that. You accept that gospel and you call upon him to save you, he will save you. Now that's the power of God unto salvation. That's Romans 1:16. The gospel will give eternal life to you. You need to get saved. But in the last days, there are going to be those who will preach a false gospel, a gospel that is not recognized biblically as the way unto salvation. They're going to be preaching the gospel that is totally wrong, deceiving those who need to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I mentioned early on that I was going to say why Jesus Christ has not come back. Well, let's talk about that just for a moment. In the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3 and verse 9, Jesus said, "You know, I am not slack concerning my promise. I am going to come back. But the Lord has delayed his shout for us to join him in the heavenlies at the rapture of the church because he wants everybody to come to know him as Lord and Savior." And that's the only reason he's delayed his coming. All the evidence out there with all the political activities are seemingly setting the stage for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy with Jesus shouting and calling us up to be with him in the air. May I suggest if you read through 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 to 12, you'll see in verse 12 that we can hasten the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ by leading people to Jesus Christ. That is our responsibility. Now, we need to do our part. We need to be out in the world giving out the gospel, the true biblical gospel, so people can be saved, and that would indeed then hasten the coming of the rapture of the church. The heart of Jesus is the salvation of everyone. That is his will, and we need to be a part of doing his will. So let's go do that. We must lead people to Jesus Christ. And at the same time, I want you to keep looking up, because at any moment that rapture could happen. That last one may come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, and then he shouts for us to join him in the air at the rapture. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...